Our special correspondent Susan Stamberg has been competing in her own individual sport, the drive to set foot in all 50 states. Thanks to the wonders of recording technology, you are there as she crosses the finish line in Wyoming.
It's my last state left to see, or was until early August, when I was finally and euphorically able to cross it off my to-do list. Thanks mostly to NPR and invitations from our member stations, I had been everywhere but Wyoming over the years. And now, in Wyoming, I heard words I've wanted to hear for an entire lifetime.
Howdy, ma'am.
From a sheriff at a rodeo. Although at first I called it a rodeo because, as I found myself continually explaining in Wyoming, I'm from the East.
We'd like to welcome you to Jackson Hole, the time here, approximately
Jackson Hole is not the real Wyoming, everybody said, but it's the only Wyoming I'd see. A small, old, westy town with shop-lined boardwalk streets, a stagecoach for tourists, me, some Harley fans, some retirees, and air clear, crisp against the Teton Mountains that slam right into the sky with no foothills, juts of gray stone streaked with ice. They take your breath away. So does a herd of prehistoric-looking beasts in Grand Teton National Park. Susan Moore, who's lived in Jackson for 19 years, she's from the East too, drives through the park past sagebrush and cottonwoods and some big beasts.
And this is your first buffalo right here.
Wait a minute, you mean that blob on the right-hand side?
Yes.
Wait, slow down, I must see him. I've never seen one off a coin.
Well, you'll see a lot more.
And we do. Whole herds of them dotting the hillsides and moseying onto the highway. An ordinary American road, all kinds of cars passing by, and the buffalo just keep roaming.
They don't care where the cars are. They just come up and walk right across.
So we have so far, in just maybe an hour, seen buffalo. We've seen antelope. Now we need to see deer. And we will have been home on the range.
We're too early for deer, but if we wait till evening, we'd miss this.
It's rodeo time in Jackson Hole.
The J.H. Rodeo. Horses, bulls, cowboy hats, lassos, dust, and an announcer named Rex.
This is where the pavement ends and the West begins.
Into the arena come riders, pickup men, rodeo royalty, a so-called peewee princess named Madison. Then Desiree Lehrer, cantering around the ring, carrying the American flag. It billows out past her pink cowgirl hat, and the crowd grows silent.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Behind the Teton Range, the sun begins to set, and the mythic sport that embraces some of this country's earliest, deepest values plays out under the darkening skies. After a while, after the bronc and bull riding, the steer roping, the barrel races, it's over.
Good night, good luck, may the good Lord take a liking to you. Please drive safely.
Door to door, it took 19 hours to get to Wyoming. Air travel these days makes 1,500-pound bulls look swift. En route, stuck on some tarmac in the rain, I thought, my last state left to see, Wyoming better be worth it. Indeed it was. Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Until we meet again.
And Susan says now that she's completed her domestic list, she's going to start on the stands. You know, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, all those stands. From NPR News, it's Morning at Istan. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Sunny weather, happy trails.